Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I am 58 years old, but I convince myself almost, thank you.
Woo!
I convince myself almost on a daily basis that I am 58 going on 12.
In what way?
Let me explain to you why. Let me explain things that thrill me. This is true. This is absolutely true.
Okay.
Oscar and I, was it this week? Was it earlier? Or was it last
week? It was last week. You established it, but it began on Monday.
Okay. Last week, Oscar and I made a bet that we will have a 3-month window that if either one of us is late to the start time of the show, and the start time of the show can change based on when we prearrange it, but
right.
We usually tape at 9 a.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday. That's what we do. I do 7 shows a week. Oscar does a bunch with his other show at another location. But the core of the show, the regular Mike O'Mara Show, usually tapes 9 o'clock Eastern time. And anybody that's listened to the show for any length of time knows the battles that we've always had about tardiness and when Oscar's here late or when Oscar's here late and then I'm late and then he says to me, well, you're late too. So we finally narrow it down to a bet of a 3-month window.
Yeah,
right.
During that 3 months, if we have a start time, whether it be 8:30, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever that start time, agreed upon start time is, if either one of us happens to be late, we will shave our head. We will have an old-fashioned head shaving.
You have to be in your seat and ready to go. That doesn't mean the show is going to start at 9, but you have to be ready.
You're not qualified to talk like you know the bet, because we're going to get to you
in
a second.
It's Bic and all,
because
correct?
Because this is where you manufactured this in your cavernous cranium is beyond me. But let's wait. I want to get to that.
Okay. All right.
I want to explain that Oscar is either brilliantly having fun or it's a struggle for him, because Oscar has today would probably be the closest.
Yes.
It was two minutes before 9 o'clock, and I did not see Oscar in the studio, and that brings
what happens
me
in the studio, because I have an inkling of, I think I know what happens, but no one's actually told.
Okay, well, what I was going to say, and this gets back to the 58 going on 12, I get giddy.
That's the word.
Like a child.
Yep.
I get giddy. It is my number one thing that I care about. It's the first thing. I look at your chair to see if you're there, if you're not. And today I saw the very handsome Adrian Garcia sitting in the chair, and it was exciting for me. And then like a minute goes by, and I said, it's looking like 3 minutes of.
What you said at 3 minutes of to me is, have you seen him? Any text?
Yeah, I get excited. So it's looking, and Pony, you'll agree with me, it's kind of looking like maybe he was going to have to pay the bet off today.
Oh, yeah. Today was certainly the closest. But the other day, he did say that he was almost like playing with us, like staying outside for a little bit.
Taking a phone call. Yeah.
If I was a better gambler, I wouldn't tell you what I'm doing. Right?
But I don't want you to, you know what?
And but that doesn't really change the dynamic.
I don't want you to tell us what you're doing, because if you do that, you might ruin it for me, because the joy for me is the joy for me is waiting and like for me, something's going to happen where if I ever pay the bet off, it's going to be something terrible where, I'll tell you about my morning later, because it could have happened today if I'd gotten third degree burns, but I'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, no.
Let me get to where I am. So I'm giddy and I'm going, I say to Rob, I said, Rob gets up. But before we do that, before it's about 2 minutes away, Rob says, and I don't even know how you conjured this.
I've been thinking about it, and I know why. I know why the seed was planted.
You sucked my joy out, I believe.
Let Mike tell the world what you said, and before you
defend yourself. And Pony, you're going to have to back me up, because I'm not sure how he said it, because it's so off the wall, and it's so not related to the bet we had that I didn't even understand. But Rob said something.
Well, wait a minute. I thought it was like during the entire 3 months.
Yeah, like best of 3 months.
Well, you see, when the bet was being established, I'd listen.
Depth of your ignorance, did you pull that from?
Because when we started the bet, I remember clearly, Oscar said, Pony, start a spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that indicates statistics. But I think what happened is the bet evolved after that. And as long as you two,
$1,000 to a haircut.
Can you turn your volume up for me because I can't hear you.
Sure.
Well.
And you can you turn my headphone volume down?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
The
thank you.
No, the bet was
so put upon.
There is a 3-month window, and if either one of us doesn't show up on time during that 3 months, we have to shave a head.
All right,
either Oscar's head or my head. Where did you? What happened?
As I mean, said, the bet evolved on the air. And what I heard was...
No, hold on. It did not evolve on the air. The bet was 3 months. Either one of us comes in late, we shave a head. What do you mean it evolved?
There were different things at play. As Oscar said, it was originally $1,000 that was put on the
table.
I'll
give Rob this. This is not shocking that since nothing was at stake for Rob, he doesn't remember the bet. That's fine, right?
Well, he copped to that. He said, yes. I didn't pay attention and I'm not engaged.
Yeah.
Because it really doesn't apply to him.
I was engaged.
He was probably doing other things while we were fighting, right? Setting up the show. I respect that. I'll give him that.
Okay.
But you know what's important is that you two understand the bet.
It sucked my joy out of
the moment. Well, don't let the joy go away because it doesn't change the situation.
Are you going to remember the bet now?
Joy suck. Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Just try not to think.
No!
It hurts you. It hurts you.
This is how I remember the bet. You got mad, huffed and puffed, and said, $1,000. I said, all right, $1,000. And then, then you backtracked and said, well, I can't, that $1,000 is just out of control. Let's do shaved head. And
well, shaved head, can I explain that?
Yes.
Please.
The reason I believe modified $1,000 to shaved head was for the listeners. $1,000 isn't going to do anything for the listeners. A old fashioned head shaving, something I've experienced.
Mike,
on
you
the
sound
air.
Like Yurik the medieval barber when you say a shaven head.
A shaven head.
It's time for a shaven head.
I've done it. I've dyed my hair.
Sure.
I remember. I know how much the listeners dig that.
You
my
shaved
God,
your head
Don
for
used to fill
a cancer
parking
charity.
Lots with people to see my blonde hair. But what's that?
A cancer charity, if I'm not mistaken.
What, a charity?
The last time you shaved your head.
For I don't remember that.
You were at an event.
The time
with
I shaved my head was like 30 years
no,
ago.
No, your old radio station.
Yeah.
And
I went out and I wore like a Raiders sweatsuit.
A leather sweatsuit. And what was so great
is I walked out into the back parking lot where everybody wanted to see me. Well, that was the blonde hair.
So great about that is that your blonde hair was a little longer than you wear it now. And because it had so much product and process, it was sticking up. Do you remember when Rodney came in back on the movie Back to School and all of a sudden Rodney had big hair?
Mm-hmm.
He had like
hair.
Big yellow Rodney.
Big yellow Rodney hair. Yeah, it was... So I thought a head shaving would be funny. I remember Oscar discussed that he'd have a professional come in.
Yes.
And do
and
it.
And use Harry's blades.
And so just to be clear, we need to reestablish the
one
parameters
and done.
Of the bet.
One and done.
One and done.
Yeah.
You're late.
And we're 5 days in. 5 days in, and he's toying with us still.
What is the date? Do we have the date as to
Rob had it on the show? He mentioned it.
Yeah. So it would. It would have been that would be the 17th of May, July 17th.
July 17th.
My birthday.
Okay, very good.
Who cares? Nice. Perfect.
So somebody has to get
solid
shaved.
Demarcation.
What day is it? What is July
17th? That's my birthday.
It's Pony's birthday.
Someone has to get
so
shaved.
So if no one gets shaved by July 17th, let's shave Pony. A birthday shaving.
And not just his head, everything.
The lateral damage.
And you're hairy, aren't you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that might be a long show. That go into the bonus show.
I don't want to get into the inner workings of you, Oscar, but I will just tell you that, if you told me you were playing us, it might take my joy away. I like the...
Can I tell you what I was doing today, at least?
All right. Let's go ahead.
So, as you probably know, or you might not know, the Robert H. School of Business, the Dingman Center for Entrepreneurship,
right,
has nominated...
Did you ever go there or anything?
Yes.
Something, don't you have
a true honor.
A degree or something?
And Mike will be happy about this.
Yeah. He never mentions it.
A true honor. I was nominated as Alumni Entrepreneur of the Year. One of five.
Wow.
Which is huge, right?
That's
huge.
Incredible.
Huge.
They're going to have a big thing for you?
It's a big thing. There are four other nominees. I doubt I'm going to win. I almost can guarantee you I'm not going to win.
Doesn't matter. It's like the Academy Awards. Being nominated is an honor, right?
Yeah, considering that if you look at the other nominees, there's a class member from 05. There's a class member from 2011.
So they go way back.
Wow. I just graduated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's spectacular.
This is
awesome.
Super awesome. This speaks highly of our team here and what we've built as a family, right?
It's very generous. It speaks highly of you.
It does.
It does.
And my sister has been stalker calling me, and I didn't know why. And she finally caught me as I'm pulling into my spot. And this was roughly, I would say, 8:45. And I was like, eh, usually I'd scurry up here because I don't want to be late. But I said, I've got time to talk.
Usually meaning the last 5 days.
What I forget is that
that's right.
My sister, God love her, there's no getting off the phone. She's like the mob, right? It's like, okay. I got to go. She doesn't understand that I have a job.
Right.
And for sure this time, I looked at the clock. It was 8:57. I'm out front. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to go upstairs. You're going to shave my head. And I hung up the phone and ran.
Okay, good. That's good to know. So, good to know that you had a little of that.
Yes.
That's the whole ball of wax. And
it's
congratulations
the magic.
On your nomination.
Thank
as
you.
When will we know?
Next Thursday night.
Wow. What time?
I think the banquet starts at 7:30.
So. You might want to shoot for a 7 o'clock arrival.
Will you be mentioned at the banquet as a nominee?
I have to. They asked me to be there. So
that's so cool.
Is the fam going to come out and see you?
My wife will be there, Mike.
Your wife will be there.
Yes.
Oh, that's
yes,
great.
She's called, Shannon.
But my mom, I don't want to see her. I don't want her to see me lose. That'll be embarrassing.
You've already won, my friend. You've already won.
I think being a nominee is a big deal.
Is there a meal?
Others. Yes.
And do you have to pay to get there, or do they pay for your meal because you're a nominee?
I imagine they take care of it.
You see? Yeah. Big winner.
I bet that's going to be a room full of movers and shakers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? That's going to be very cool.
Pretty prestigious. So I'm excited and
well, you worked hard.
Thank you.
You worked hard for that. That's awesome. And that'll be very cool if you do that, if you win that.
And have a shaved head and explain that to people.
You may be wondering.
It's next Thursday?
Next Thursday night, yeah.
Okay, so I have to write your speech by Wednesday.
Please.
I'll have it to you by Wednesday.
Group effort.
Could you it'd be great as if he won and he'd say, to accept for Oscar on video. Here's Mike O'Malley.
And I haven't read that. Well, that's my pat when I have to do that for people, you know?
Can we have a sneak preview?
Well, I'll give you the whole thing.
Okay.
So please.
It's very brief. It's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man who's worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight to tighten the seat. Anyway.
The flying wasp.
That movie that movie will be digested by me at some point this weekend because I have to. You know, it's a great movie when you're reading lines in a book.
Yes,
Chris Nashawaty that was on the show yesterday. When you're reading lines from the and when they talk about he takes a. I know we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
But just one more thing about because I've got it in the studio. One more thing about this Caddyshack book is he takes the original pieces of dialogue from the script and then he will show how they were modified. To make them better. And there are a lot of these in here that were really, really spectacular lines that were not original.
They're ad-libbed?
The way they do it.
So much. He said most of Bill Murray's part was just ad-libbed.
Wow.
Do you have it on a DVD?
You know, one of the simple, easy ones?
Yeah.
Do you take drugs, Danny? No, sir. Good boy, or something like that. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And Chevy Chase modifies it. Do you take drugs, Danny? Every day, sir.
And I think the home run in that is the button on that is he said, do you take drugs, sir? Every day. So what's the problem? It's like that should solve it. Do you have it on DVD or Blu-ray, The Caddyshack?
I don't know.
Because I recently picked up for like $7 a Blu-ray of Caddyshack and put it on the big TV. And one thing that I was taken with is it really is a poorly made movie.
Yeah, it's a crappy
movie. It looks horrible.
So, yeah, because Harold Ramis didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, give me an example.
Just the quality of the exposures and the shots. It just doesn't look like a well-made movie.
Yeah.
And it really, I can't imagine. I never saw it on the big screen. I can't imagine what it would look like, you know, 40 feet wide. Chevy Chase, I heard on a podcast saying that Harold Ramis was so green that he used to accidentally yell cut. I mean, action.
That's something else. It's a lot of fun. So the bet continues.
Yes, day six on Monday.
He toyed with us today, and we'll see what happens.
Toyed with myself.
But Rob, are you clear now on the bet?
Do you exactly. Understand it now? If Pony has a birthday, everyone has to watch Caddyshack.
All right, there you go. That's it. There, you got it. I'm glad we figured that out. We can start the show now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Such spoiled girls you are. He has given you everything.
This season?
But when he asked you for your faith, You refuse. You are told the will of God, and you say, I know better. You say,
my cousin,
I know better than God himself. He loves you. He protects you. Our friend has been keeping a secret. She has
She's been filled
with his divine light. May we say, praise be his mercy.
Praise be his mercy. Praise be his mercy.
Praise be his mercy indeed.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. This is a radio show and a podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. You can listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app with time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer, plus the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at Mike O'Mara. Show.com. We do that on Tuesday. And you can call us anytime with a regular telephone.
Call
at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Texture. I love Texture. This is the modern way to get your magazine content. I get all my wonderful magazines, my Golf Digest, my Golf Tips magazine, which is not something you want to look at right before you go out on a course.
Because it freaks you out, right?
Let me try this. But I love all the magazines. I love it. Vanity Fair, all the good ones. It's really, they got People, Esquire, Cosmo, Newsweek. I love Texture. It's the app that offers over 200 top magazines all in one place with Texture, complete issues, even back issues for titles like Time, The Atlantic, New Yorker, all in one app. If you want something lighter, you have People, Cosmo, Entertainment Weekly. We had the author on yesterday from EW. Texture delivers the best of both worlds with newsworthy stories and relaxing entertainment anytime, anywhere. Magazines are where you find quality journalism, beautiful photos, in-depth interviews, and if you haven't seen Texture on an iPad,
it's gorgeous.
Hot. It's beautiful. It is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
It's delicious.
Gorgeous. Rob. Tasty. It's a tasty app.
Texture is usually $9.99 per month, but they are giving listeners a free trial to start your 7-day free trial. Go to texture.com/TMOS. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start reading the latest issues of your favorite magazines today. That's texture.com/TMOS. So much to begin with today.
Yes.
I don't know. I could start with The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, or I could start with
Mercy Indeed.
I have to start with the Top of Mind. And I do this, it seems like, every year. If one is keeping track of the NHL series between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Washington Capitals, they flashed a statistic up on the screen at the beginning of the game last night that out of 10 series in the playoffs that the Capitals have played the Penguins, they have lost 9 of them. But what was wonderful about the opening game of the Washington Capitals is the fact that they gave us that the same type of pain they always give us, but they were able to condense it down to one game. Now, before the game,
so they're getting better at pissing you off.
Oh, they're just, well, I abandoned all during the regular season.
I remember.
Yes.
Yes.
Why settle when you can select?
John Lithgow would be great hockey color guy.
I abandoned them, and I am at best a bandwagon, fair weather. You know, I drop them like yesterday's news. If this is trending, there's a good chance if they lose the second game, I'll say, see ya. Even though they could come back, they proved that in the first series. But this was 2-0, and then just total collapse in the third period with Braden, take my helmet off, run my fingers through my hair, Holtby, doing what he always does, looking like he's like in between the second and third period. I'm talking about the goalie of the Washington Capitals.
Okay.
It looks like he smoked a big fatty, like a big joint, and then came back and was like, yeah, man, where's the puck? I don't know. But meanwhile, Matt Murray of the Pittsburgh Penguins is going, boom, 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 save, 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 save. And Holpe's going, let me run. Hey, dude. Dude, I know I got six commercials during the commercial break. Let me run my fingers through my hair and sprinkle the water on my hair. I am so friggin' sick of this. And it's and all the same guys are there. All the same guys are there. And it was Payne and the Pittsburgh Penguins, just to make a long
story. Did you see?
Beat the Capitals last night.
Holtby's post-game interview, his quote was, there's no birthday party for me in here.
No, I'm not. Learning about Cuba, having some food. So, awesome. You know, and by Officer Rice, Fried and I are you know, our thumbs are bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
We're going, Fried takes it more seriously than I do, okay?
He's kind of invested.
Yeah, he's invested, but I will tell you, I'm much more, Fried's not like me, and I won't mention the neighbor, the players by name that I diss, because that would be totally unprofessional and not really responsible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Brett Connolly!
Hey, Mike, come on now.
Brett Whiff Connolly.
No whiff!
The new guy to pick on for me and the guy. I told, so I'll say that to Fried, but Fried won't mention players.
Okay.
Fried will internalize the disappointment. And our last comment, I got to share this. This is pretty funny.
Brett Connolly, is it right winger or left winger?
I think he's a left winger. Hey,
I thought
sure.
We were going to leave because politics out of the show.
Yeah. I'm new.
No one wants to hear about politics, so Oscar. Come on.
So I write, let me see. Because we get excited, you know, and we have a bunch of, I'll give you the whole thread.
And Ralph Rice is a funny, funny guy, but an emotional guy.
Ralph is funny. Ralph is funny. So this is the extent. I'll read you the whole thread.
Please.
This is from the beginning to the end of the game. Okay. First one comes from him to me. Good Lord, I'm having a stress headache. And this was right around after, this was after the first period. I said, I write back to him, Jesus, it feels too familiar, Fried. And he, now see, this is where he's a great fan. He's a much better fan than me.
Okay.
But they are playing hard. And then I write in the first two periods, Holtby is on. The goalie is on. That means like he's doing well. And he writes both goalies, and he's right.
Yep.
Lots of points have been taken away by the goalies. So we're having a really, this is the middle of the game.
Valid.
This is responsible.
Back and forth.
And I write, good luck in the third. So this is the end of the second period.
Jinx.
And then he goes, thanks, hope we get another goal quick.
Because it's like true. Oscar, you mustn't say
this. This is the third period. I give him a thumbs up emoji.
Oh, no.
I have to, Pony, you're going to have to do an edit, okay? This is the third period. This is the first text I get from Fried, okay? Shoot me in the f***ing face. I wrote back to him, same old. I said, this is me getting pissed. We are down a goal and they're more motivated. Typical. I said, and then I write, got my new least favorite cap, Brett effing Connolly. and then Fried, this is how it ends. This is literally how it, because the game's over at this
right.
point. He said, I loved your show. I'm going to go jump off the 14th Street Bridge. Oh my God. I said, ha ha. I said, we've been here before. And then this is me. This is really the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
I just took a giant step backwards, but I'll still check in. That's me really saying
tell
to Fried,
what's what.
I ain't going to live and die like locking myself in a room like I did last night watching the whole game.
Do you think it would be different if you were still up here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. The distance is a factor.
Yeah, it would be different because I'd be there for a few games. And I'd go to regular season games because I'm a hockey fan.
Yeah.
I would be into it. But this fan base, you poor people of Washington, D.C., you long-suffering Caps fans, everybody listening to my voice that's been with that team as long as I have knows exactly what I'm talking about. And I've always said it year after year. You got some principles that have been there year after year after year. And and then you've got the guys on Pittsburgh that have been there year after year after year. And they know how to do it. They know how to win in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens. I don't even know when the next game is. I'd know that if they had won last night. I'd know the start time.
Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday afternoon. I think we're on 5 o'clock.
Afternoon?
Something like that. Well, let me double check
that. Sunday afternoon.
Sure. Yeah,
you know, never too early to start drinking on a Sunday. That should be a fact.
Well,
should be great.
Well, you can actually watch the game, hope for the best, and if it doesn't go well, you already prepared yourself.
That's right.
And I've got the
expect
evening.
A loss.
I've got the evening. Pretty nice little Sunday.
Pretty nice little Sunday.
That should be wonderful. So anyway, and you guys, you know, you're not invested in it, and you are so lucky.
Sunday 3 p.m. Mike. 3 p.m.
So 3 p.m.
Lucky. You're so lucky. You can go to a game and be. I would love to look. There are two things that happen with sports. If you are emotionally invested, it's a painful experience.
Sure.
But if you win and you're emotionally invested, it's glorious.
Euphoria.
It's really, really.
But I tell you, the feeling, you know, I'm not a sports guy, but the feeling that I do take
really?
Away, I've been to enough. Yes, I don't look at sports very often.
Right.
But I've been to enough games that I know this. The Capitals fans are the best D.C. sports fans in D.C. If you go to the Redskins game, there's ambivalence. Mm. If you go to a Nationals game, it's people that scored tickets because they knew somebody and they're just showing up.
Yes.
But really, the Caps fans care. And
they're
one
the
of
closest
the eeriest
to the
things,
Red Sox fans of the 1970s and 80s because they have been so long suffering.
Yeah, and I feel for them. One of the saddest and most almost eerie things is I was at a playoff loss last year and it went into three overtimes. And when they scored in that third overtime, I think it was the Penguins that scored in the third overtime.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
The way the whole arena went from bombastically loud with cowbells and screams to silence and orderly exit.
Yeah.
It's because they, you know what? They practiced it like a fire drill.
Right to
Carla had me rewind and check this lady out in the front row that was just sitting there going, and her face said everything. And But there's also with the Capitals fans, there's that, you know this, there's that little nerd streak. Mm-hmm. Of do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Oscar, you've been to the games. Rob, you've been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That kind of, you know, it's very, very, very.
This
nerdy.
Jersey was only worn in one series in 1972, which is why it is maroon.
Exactly. super fun. Super
so Sunday
times.
3 p.m., Mike.
Sunday 3 p.m.
And will that be on NBC, or do we have to look to the cable for that?
I imagine it's the playoffs.
Check your local listings.
No, Pens Caps will be on NBC.
I would think so,
yeah,
right?
It's not.
We will take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Rob and his children.
Ooh, beautiful because, children.
He is really excited because your daughter Julia is getting another award this weekend, right?
She actually, it was last weekend she picked up, but she got offered another opportunity that she's thinking about taking, which is pretty amazing. So
she is kicking ass and taking names. And how about your son, Robert?
We'll talk after the break.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Chris Frantz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the political demise of Dr. Ronnie Candyman Jackson, Michael Cohen pleads the fifth, and President Trump channels a little Hootie and the Blowfish when he nudges Melania to hold his hand.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Buying or selling a house is probably the biggest financial transaction of your life. It doesn't happen often, so you probably don't know what you're doing, and guess what? That's okay. You don't need to be an expert because Cornerstone First Financial has the experts that you need. If you are buying, if you are selling, refinancing, you need Cornerstone First Financial. They will know exactly what to do. Even if you don't, you will still be okay. It is a fact that interest rates are going up. You can read that every single day in the financial news. You can use the money that you can help that Cornerstone can help you with to refinance, to take cash out, or to pay off debt before rates go up even further. Cornerstone First Financial, they are there to help. They can figure out your best financial moves and get them done for you so you save money. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. So this is a little delicate, would you say? Probably a little bit.
I'm going to leave
this up to you, but you tell me if I'm going too far, because I will give you my characterization
That's
of where
fine.
Things are.
May I lay the groundwork of Julia's praise first, and I'll keep it brief.
Well, I'm going to let you have it all. I'm
okay.
Just going to tell you the setup is I've been reading a lot about Julia on social media from you. You are constantly putting pictures up, talking about her
all
achievements,
Julia,
talking about what she's doing. Your son virtually non-existent on these.
Like
on
he's been
pages.
Away.
And I know it was a month ago or something like that. You mentioned in passing that it's been a little difficult with him. And then, so I put two and two together that you're having this wonderful run with your daughter, and
yes.
she's pleasing you greatly, and not so much, he's raising his hand already.
Yeah, go ahead, Oscar, please. Here's a shovel if you'd like to either dig a hole or perhaps just hit me in the back of the head with it. That'd be great.
It has nothing to do with hurting you. I just, I think you're self-aware enough to understand what the optics look like, that you, if your son's looking at your Facebook page, maybe he stumbles on it, or your wife's.
Bring him up a little bit for me, too. So I don't know what happened overnight.
But your son is probably seeing all of the praise that your daughter's getting, and he probably realized he's missing from your feed.
No, he doesn't look at Facebook because he's not on Facebook. So I don't think that would actually be an issue.
So you think.
No, I know.
Right, so
I know
what is the deal? What's going on? What's going on in the home? First of all, I know your daughter because I've seen all the things.
Yeah.
She's in graphic design. She's extremely talented.
She was just inducted really this week into the National Honor Society or the National Technical Honor Society.
Congratulations.
Which is a pretty big deal. There's, I think, 20,000 students in Loudoun County. 40 made this year. So 40 of 20,000.
40 club.
And she got for that. She gets
setting
the rope.
The table for a pretty cool career, right?
And she loves this graphic design. She has an amazing eye for it. She does all the artwork for the theater productions at her school. T-shirts, posters, stuff like that. She's on core, on track to have. This wasn't a thing when I was in school. You get like a rope that you wear, a braided rope that you wear around your neck at graduation for every honor that you're awarded. And so the more rope you have around your, you wear it almost like a shawl.
Weren't you at VCU? You were magna cum laude, weren't you?
Yeah, but I didn't get anything special for it. It just says it on my
diploma.
You
didn't get a rope for magna cum laude? Were you an honor student? Did you graduate with honors?
Oh, yeah. I had
a shawl.
You're supposed to get a rope when you graduate with honors.
It's VCU. It sucks. You're lucky to
Catherine,
get out of there without
Catherine
a bullet without a
with
bullet wound.
And she had the rope. They I thought that's what they give you.
No. VCU, you get a coupon for 10% off a 6-pack.
A different rope.
It's a different rope.
Shit.
Stop it. You don't go anywhere that you're not qualified. So she picked up a rope this week, which is great. She went to the state competition. There is a big deal called Skills USA, where graphic design students, they compete in their schools.
Yes.
And then she went statewide, won silver medal for the state, and was invited to another 10-day conference in Louisville this summer, which would be a totally paid-for thing, where she would become an officer in Skills USA and have leadership training and all things like that, which is amazing because what she had planned for the summer was to volunteer and be a camp counselor for siblings of kids with cancer, which is that volunteer work is also looks great on a resume. So when your plan B is helping cancer kids.
Well, that's not why she does it, though. She helps kids. That's right.
I mean, she's been doing it since she was five.
She's doing it because she likes kids.
She's been doing it since she was five.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm saying that if you want to think in the grand scheme of things, if she went to
kids with cancer, it looks great on her resume.
Get away.
Let's get a selfie and then get the hell away.
Ivy League, here I come.
Let me, before you proceed, is your son, because we'll get to this in the back, do you think there is a chance that with all of this positivity coming your daughter's way, that your son might be a little frustrated? Because I know I would be with my sibling if it was constant. And there might be a rebellious that I would think he might have a feeling, I can't compete with her.
I think
she'll always be the special kid. As he's raising his hand again. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I come from a home like this where my brother and sister overachieved at all fronts, whatever they did. My brother lost a finger and he was still a winner, right? He was almost a surgeon. He decided to pivot to anesthesiology. It was a better life.
It's my brother, the doctor. He's just careless.
Tragic motorcycle accident when he was 7, right?
Okay.
He was on my uncle's motorcycle with his dog. The dog leash fell in the spokes of the as it was moving, ripped his finger right off, right? He could have punted and said, look, no big deal. You're not made for all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents.
But he did stop playing piano.
To a man, including myself, what they would do is they would never let us, pity ourselves or say we couldn't do things. If anything, if we showed any sign of weakness, they would say, no, this is not who you are. You can do anything you want to do. You are just as good as your brother and sister. You just have to work hard and work as hard as they're doing, as hard as they're working, and you will break out.
But you can't help when you've got an overachiever in the family of feeling that inferiority deal.
But I knew, I knew well.
You can't
well
baby them
happened,
either.
But you
can't
see,
make them soft.
No, but the way that he came up through, you know, the schools, they went to all the same schools, and he is now what? He's a freshman, ninth grade. So he's
see,
in.
See right there. Hold on. Let me stop you. You paused a little bit. He's a, what is he? He's a, you know, like down to the detail what Julia's achievements and where she is, where's she going? And you go, and he's, what is he now? Is he, what's his name? Robert?
Just checking. Well, I call him Linus all the time, but that's just because I'm getting older.
All right.
But
so where
he's
where
a freshman and he's now, he's 9 years of being, oh, you must be Julia's little brother because, you know, they have all the same teachers.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a bite. He's got to hate that. Also, I think that there, if I can get real, I think he's probably a little bothered that she's got a boyfriend now. And he, you know, I think he has had his quote unquote, maybe hand-holding girlfriends, nothing that would be like Facebook official. But, you know, they come from a similar circle of friends. He knew this boyfriend before Julia and the boyfriend were dating. So I think he might feel a little bothered by that because it used to be his friend. And now
how are they getting along together?
Robert and Julia now actually better than ever before. And I think
okay,
it is because they have more shared circles because they both go to school together. And he's
how
doing
is he getting along
stuff
with you and your wife?
Me better than Carrie, but still he's distant.
Can you pass along something from me to him?
Yeah.
Because if he's not getting along with Carrie, just tell him that I understand it.
Okay, I
second that.
Okay.
Yeah, Oscar and I second the
passive aggressive
of being like on hated the outs with hated Carrie.
But maybe I'll send him a note at school. I'll have them bring it to him from the front office and just say it's A-okay.
No, just tell you, whenever I think of Carrie, I just kind of I think quietly to myself that I just wish that I was Tab Patterson.
So many people do.
When
I think of Carrie, I wish I was Tab Patterson.
Can we get back to the subject at hand?
Sure.
Okay.
What are you doing for your son? What are you doing to motivate him? Instead of saying, I'm sure you're bummed out. I'm sure this is weird. I'm sure that you don't feel...
Well, no, the way I got it, and you correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
He acted out a couple of weeks ago, right?
A little bit. And we actually, we met with all his teachers. We said, what the hell is going on? And it's,
performance.
Yeah, we never had five steps towards that with Julia. It's never been an issue. And there is a lot of things. And the thing that they're thinking is that Robert is, they always say this, he's a good kid. And he is a good kid. He always has been a good kid.
Yeah, but I love the kid.
But I think he's making some bad choices.
What kind of bad choices?
I don't think he's hanging with friends that sometimes offer the best influence. And this is just in school. These are not the ones that he hangs out with outside.
The Sharks?
Yeah, he's hanging with the Sharks. And some of the teachers have said, you know, sometimes it's a bit of a challenge as to where to seat Robert in a classroom so that there's not trouble. He is a little bit of a class clown, and he's a talker. I don't know where he gets that.
Hello, Apple.
True story. Our biology class, my junior year, Mrs. Kirkman finally said, listen, Rob, I can't seat you anywhere. So you might as well sit wherever you want because you're going to ruin the class no matter what.
Oh, wow.
Because I moved lab table to lab table to lab table.
Did, yeah.
And I hated biology, so there was lots of time to run my mouth. So he's a little mouthy.
He's a good kid. Did this coincide with Julia's kind of arrival at the new school where she sprouted wings, right?
Yeah, well, this has been a big year for her. It's been her junior year, but this is also Robert's first year at the same high school. And shocking to all of us because he never had any interest in the creative arts.
Is he at the same school?
He's at Tuscarora, the high school. So the 9th and 11th grade.
Okay.
And so he took as an elective, he took technical theater, which is not a performance class, but more of a construction and learning how to do stuff like that.
Impressive,
yeah.
Right.
And so he's taking that. So they were thrust into the same world. And Julia had a great year, and I think he saw it happening. And I think he needs to find his footing and find his character the way Julia has found hers, which is, you think back, it's the toughest time. First couple years of high school.
Here's my take on it. Do you think always that, I mean, I think in most households, especially like with two kids, that you're always going to have one, the older kid sometimes always overshadows.
They get
the
most
attention. The
and also,
the
there's a weird, and I, it always then comes.
They get the most tough love, too.
Yes.
My sister had a tougher road. She loves to remind me. She's 7 years older than I am. She loves to remind me that she had a tougher go.
Yeah.
and they put her, they took her out of public and put her in East Catholic. I stayed in public school and you know, and achieved, you know, public school. You know what public school is. You put your hand over your eyes and like, you graduate.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. And she went to East Catholic and then went to Syracuse, the school I didn't get into. And it just, I think that overall she kind of took a different path. I still feel inferior.
Yeah, and there's there's also another layer here, and I hate that it always comes up, but it's such a big factor in all of our lives, is that until Robert was six, he was coddled at the way you would coddle someone who was sick because he was going through the cancer treatment. And that's a weird...
Rightly so, I would argue, yeah. Rightly so.
Yeah, well, I mean, I we did the best we could. We made every right decision that we thought
I'd
we could.
That. I would coddle. I mean, it's because, you know, God, I mean, I remember what you went through with that and you handled it. I mean, I hate to be serious. We like to have fun, but you handled it like a...
You champion
10 times better than I would have. Well, I would have. I think you would have come apart at the seams is beyond me.
You would have done fine because you just
when
it's handed to you, you have to do it because you don't have an option.
I get it.
I think that has a weird sort of crevasse in his personality that for the first 6 years of his life that he remembers
his developmental life.
Yeah. That was every bit a part of it is that, you know, if a kid has a fever, what do? You give him an aspirin, you put him in bed. Robert had a fever. We had to go to the emergency room every time. Medicine, sucks. Shots, stuff like that. He could take pills like Elvis Presley when he was 4 years old.
So how old is he now?
Robert is 15 now. Julia is 17.
And you met with everybody, and where are we?
Now is that he is academically bouncing back. A lot of the stuff, God, it was so almost hurtful to do the parent conference because... I heard everything I heard when I was 15. You know, he's bright. He's a good kid. He's not turning in his homework. He's mouthing off in class. He knows the material. He can absorb the material. If he would focus,
he's smart enough.
Yeah. But I mean, just the stuff like it's easy for him to come home and put on Overwatch and, you know, and link up with his friends and do that for hours.
Let me ask you this. Do you look back, since there are the similarities between you and him?
Yeah.
Because I look back and say to myself, Oscar, just calm down. Calm down a second, because I know what it'll get back to always. I look back and I say, I was the second child, and I think that if I had had my ass kicked a little bit, I'm not blaming my parents for not doing it, but I would have liked to academically perform better, and I think I was allowed to skate academically, and maybe you were too, and do you think he's being allowed to skate?
I don't think so,
because you're going to parent-teacher
conferences. We're staying on him. You know, some modifications have been made. He's lost his phone for a week. As far as being responsible in the house, he's turned that around, which is great. He's not challenging us on that anymore. He's just taking care of what he needs to do. The homework has gotten better, and what's real easy is that there is a computer program that the school has where you can go in and actually look at the kids' gradebook, the teacher's gradebook, see what he's turned in, see what he hasn't turned in, and make sure you stay on top of it. Except for the occasional teachers, no name, who don't enter stuff in. They do it like every 2 weeks. And you're like, why are you 2 weeks behind on homework? I turned it in. He just hasn't logged it. And then you have to be sheepish parent and say, oh, okay. And, you know, he's not going to lie because the truth is going to out.
If they've got that resource and they're using it for parents to assist the kids, the goddamn teachers
stay
have
on top
to put
of it
in there.
Stay on top
of
it.
I'm with you 1,000. Look, I'm the first, by the way, I am the first person in the world when I hear about a kid that pulled some crap in school and the teachers are suing the school, I'm 99.9% I'm with the faculty and I'm with the teachers, okay?
Yeah.
That they've got to get the assist from parents. But if there's something that's a resource to help kids' performance and they're slacking on that crap,
can't do it.
That is bad, bad, bad.
I'd say 99 teachers out of 100 that I've dealt with are all responsible and have got it together. But then there's the one that's
great.
Like,
it's accountability. It's the road to accountability. Yeah. It's fantastic.
But
I love that.
Then there's that one teacher that's like the secretary in Splash that has the bra on outside of her blouse. That's the teacher you want to stay away from. But as a rule, they're great. And I was amazed that without any sort of health or really sort of disastrous thing looming, we made one call to the school and all six of his teachers took time to meet
that's
with us
cool.
in one meeting.
It's awesome.
And it was great. And you know what was nice is that he acts differently for different teachers because different classes allow different things. And to see them sort of work off each other to get to the bottom of it, it was incredibly eye-opening and rewarding, unpleasant, horribly unpleasant.
Mm.
But to get to the bottom, things are on an upward curve, and I know that he's going to do fine. He's a good-looking kid. He's smart. And the thing that I value most, He is so good-hearted. His sweetness comes through.
Why are you scowling, Oscar? Why are you scowling over there?
Because at the root of this, I think we just steamroll the past that it's so easy. You said something that was so telling, right?
What's that?
You said it's so easy for him to come home and just play Overwatch and Fortnite and watch TV. Why is it easy? Why is it easy for him?
I'm not talking about the fact that I make it easy for him. I'm saying that's easier than doing your homework. But when we press on him and say, no, is this done? You got to do this before that. The easy route would be to let him do it, but we're not letting him do it.
Yeah, but you. I guess my logic is that if you add structure to anybody's life,
right,
they will perform.
Sure.
So,
like a bet over 3 months.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I have a bet with Robert.
We had a full week. We had a full week with not tardy Oscar. That's
exactly.
That's
NTO.
That's it structure. May be a bet. It may be fun structure.
Good bet. Everybody wins.
And as long as the structure that we have in place, which is him doing his work. And me and Carrie checking his login and making sure things are on. That's structure.
When do we go to beatings?
No, they don't.
Actually, is that a bridge too far?
I think
they
actually.
Don't do that. That was the South American household. They don't do Pedro Moreno anymore.
If this segment goes about 5 more minutes, there might be some beatings. but he's a good kid. It's okay. Hopefully good by next week.
You should post about him on your page. I bet you does you see should. Your page.
All right.
I don't hear enough about it. Is there any... I am not setting you up for a joke.
Okay.
Is there anything that you could say about him that would be, hey, he's really done, you know, not Mike, that he's... Robert got the mail today. You know, I know that's not going to work.
He's very, very strong.
See, you've been doing that for
no. But you know
that
what?
That takes its toll, pal.
Let me modify it. Last week, Carrie, through one of her friends, got him a job. Literally going out to a gardening, a guy who has a farm in Leesburg, okay? He has 15, 20 acres. And he wanted someone to help him dig some holes. And I was talking to a friend from school, and they said, how are the kids? I said, great. Julia just got inducted into the National Technical Honor Society, and Robert's digging holes.
He
is a good kid, and he's a handsome kid, and he's got a great heart. I love him so much, but we just need a little more.
We wish you luck.
That's right.
That's all right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Did we talk about Handmaid's Tale yet?
No, we have not. No mercy for you.
I got a bitch for them. I hate Hulu. Anyway, and they used to be an advertiser. They won't be again, so I can do that.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on The Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Threw the toy for Frankie last night, for about 10 minutes. And Frankie came back over with the toy. And I'm like, toy. Beluga, clack, 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 clack. I'm trying to watch Killing Eve. Clack, clack. Clack, 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 clack. And I said, where's he going? What is he doing? And why is he doing it when the program I want to watch comes on? Clack, 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 clack. Bug eye. Sniff, sniff. Clack, clack, clack. You know. And by the way, he does the RJ Diaz move where he will go to the short side if he's in your way. He won't go wide. He will go short side. So I'll come up on Beluga, and I'll be standing in front of the dishwasher with 3 inches between my left foot and the dishwasher and the whole f***ing state of Florida on my right side. Will Beluga go around to the right? No. He will end run to go to the 3-inch side.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
But I love him. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FabFitFun. I've been telling you about how wonderful this is. FabFitFun, everything you need to make Mother's Day magical. FabFitFun, it is a seasonal subscription box for women everywhere with all that stuff in there.
They love that
your
stuff.
Mom and your wife will love. It's products for a life well lived. Mom will love it. FabFitFun is like 12 gifts for the price of one. Goodies from lots of categories: health, beauty, fitness, lifestyle, and home. These products are valued at over $200, but you only pay $49.99. You are going to love this. This is a home run. This is a hit. Carla opened her box. It was like Christmas morning. In fact, She probably enjoyed the FabFitFun box more than Christmas, but that's another story. These are all full-size products, no samples of anything. Many items, individual value. This is the truth, and she confirmed this to me. More are valued at more than the entire cost of the entire box.
Oh, sure, sure.
If you haven't signed up yet, it's not too late. Use our promo code TMOS for $10 off the editor's box. That's $39.99. That's over a $200 value. Go to FabFitFun.com to subscribe and use our code. Don't forget that.
Do that.
TMOS. Try FabFitFun today. Go to FabFitFun.com to subscribe and start getting the box designed for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's just $39.99 for products valued over $200. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use the promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Okay, number one show, certainly the number one show on Cut the Cord services like Hulu or Netflix. It's The Handmaid's Tale. We were tapped into that last year. As you remember, my cousin Ann Dowd plays Aunt Lydia, and she was gracious enough to come on the show right before she got her Emmy nomination, and she went on to win the Emmy Award, which I'm very, very thrilled about. And we love The Handmaid's Tale. With the, it's just a wonderful program. It's in Breaking Bad territory. It's good. It's that quality, and it got all the credit it deserved. And then someone pops online the other day that because it's Hulu, and they give the release date that was like two nights ago. It was the 25th, I think, is when it came out. And I'm like, oh, good. We'll be able to have a week of binging The Handmaid's Tale, and it'll be a lot of fun. No. Hulu does the deal where they're treating it like a regular television show, and they're going to release it every Wednesday. And that just, I think that's true. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. And it's what they did last year, and we got on board late.
So that's why I binged it, because we got on board late. Is that why that happened?
What I'm thinking. Wasn't it a big deal? And it might have been House of Cards, the first one that was a series, like an episodic series, that they released everything at once. And everyone said, oh, my God, they released everything at once. It's a relatively young concept to do the binge release. But now we've grown accustomed to it.
Well, I've grown accustomed to it, and I'm pissed at Handmaid's
Tale. I guess so.
Until every Wednesday.
Also, you asked me to do a little research before the show. I'm actually shocked by this, Mike. I don't think this is a common practice, because there's an article here from 2015. You remember the Mindy Project we liked?
Love the Mindy Project.
So we've been with Hulu for a while, but the idea, and even with what Hulu offers, I usually get onto a show, and maybe this speaks somewhat of Hulu, that we got onto shows after the fact, right?
Yeah.
And maybe this is the first time people are like, I can't wait to binge on this, right? Hulu, and I have a quote here from the head of content at the time. It says that they want to give their viewers the opportunity to discover their favorite shows every week. And they want people to experience them as they would on television to create the water cooler buzz where you sit there and talk about the program.
Okay.
That's so old school, though.
Do we have a name? Can we get an attribution,
Craig,
on this dick?
Erwick.
Okay, Craig.
Craig.
Craig, let me introduce you to Chris Kennard and Matt Farber and every program director I've ever had, okay, you dick? I don't need you, Craig, to manipulate me like I'm one of you. Would you like, hey, Craig, would you like to respect your audience? Would you like to treat
your
audience?
Oh, they don't do that.
Would you seriously like to purchase a clue and understand that in this world we live in, whether it be my show, whether it be television programs, people collect and binge. That's the way they do it. A tremendous number of listeners to our show will collect episodes and go on an 8-hour drive, and it'll make the 8-hour drive seem like a 2-hour drive because they're listening to us, ladies and gentlemen. Why are you laughing at that?
Who's driving the car and who's watching the show?
No, he's talking about our show.
I'm talking about listening to our show, but I'm saying,
but he's right. But his deal.
When I heard The Handmaid's Tale was coming out, Carl and I had a couple of conversations. She says, April 25th. I said, yeah, I can't wait. April 20th. And here's how we processed it, because we binged it last year.
Right.
I didn't realize that the Craig policy, we'd like to create the same buzz and manipulate our lemming idiots that we have no respect for to water cooler. Did he really say water cooler talk?
Yes.
He's flawed. And here's why he's flawed.
I'd like to leave a message for that hump. I really would.
He might not be
there's
right
there's
now.
Only two. Hi, this is Craig Idiot. I'm not in right
Two
now.
2 years
no,
ago.
Don't manipulate me. Let me binge the show that I love. I don't need water cooler talk to tell me I like Handmaid's. So, oh, we're going to do
this. Here's why it's flawed. His argument began to lose air when the VCR was invented. Because the only thing we watch live anymore are sporting events, news things, like perhaps an inaugural, or
breaking
maybe
news.
Something like an award show where it's happening live and in the now.
Less people are watching that.
Everything else is being
Craig.
Watched.
Craig sitting in his office. Okay, that's great. Okay, it'll be every Wednesday. That means they'll be gathering and they'll be talking about the show. What? No, we don't need to pay the actors that much. No. Fire that one and bring in the lesser actor.
Well, can I give you a prime example of this?
Because there's no proof that anyone's going to watch it on the day it's released.
I think we need to step back a bit. The Netflix and the Amazon Primes of the world,
yes.
They're not owned by broadcast entities, right? Okay. They don't
broadcast entities, Oscar, who are behind Hulu. The curve.
Yes.
That
yes.
has always been
so
behind
for Hulu
the curve.
To have yeah. this right. viewpoint is... Actually, it would make sense that of the three streamers, the one person that's holding back
yeah.
is because they don't right. want to break ties from their old model.
The same people right. that made me right. watch Will and Grace right. last night, and I just shook my head ruefully. I said, why is this on television?
You don't like it?
And my God, it's so horrible.
Oh, and it's also, by the way, it's also the reason that shows like this
yeah.
and other podcasts are doing much better than... digital media when it concerns radio stations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They've never caught up because they just don't get it.
Well, and I'll give you an example. The Tony Kornheiser podcast, right?
Yes.
It when it was a radio show, they initially would wait 24 hours to release the podcast of the radio show, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I would think maybe it was 3 or 4 years ago. It might be 3 years ago now, 4 years ago. I remember the program director at the time, super nice guy, reached out and he said, you know, do you mind if we go to lunch? I'd like to pick your brain about what you think is appropriate. And I asked him, the first thing I asked him was, why are you waiting 24 hours to release this podcast? This is really inside baseball, but I think
somebody
would enjoy it. And he said, well, you know, we found that if we wait 24 hours, I said, you shouldn't wait 24 hours. People, they want to listen to that. They're either listening live or they're going to listen to it on demand.
Right.
Right. Right. And both can exist.
Both can exist. Everyone who's telling you to wait, they're scared because they don't know how to sell it. Right.
Right.
And right. You have to embrace this sooner than later.
You have to because it's growing.
Yes.
And that's the way it's yeah. happening right
you
now.
You fast forward. Tony yep. saw the writing on the wall. He was on the air. He would yell. He's like, can you release my show day of? Everyone is telling me this.
Right.
And Tony finally said, don't need to be here. I'm just going to do my podcast. Don't need a radio station. Moving
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, right? That's it. And by the way, Hulu, same thing. So the Handmaid's Tale, give us what we want, which is binge shows.
Yeah.
I want to watch Hulu. I want to watch The Handmaid's Tale like I would spend if I spent a week in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Imagine that engagement. If you want to put and by the way, Hulu, heavy ad content. More than any other platform.
And impossible to navigate.
Because that is the old model. And, you know, excuse me, put product placement in your content and do what all the movies do, you stupid idiot. So Handmaid's Tale, you got to wait till every Wednesday. It sucks. I'm not watching it until it's all done. That's it. I'm going to wait. So, hey, congratulations. That's your water cooler talk, ass.
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to watch The Handmaid's Tale.
You'll be in Maine by the time it comes out and you get all the episodes done.
You know what? I'll look forward to sitting there up in the Pine Tree State and watching The Handmaid's Tale.
On a rainy day.
That's right.
Right.
Does Carla dress up?
She wears the outfit. Hey, by the way, Netflix. Meanwhile, yes. Netflix, Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
bring it. Bring the new stuff.
Yeah, bring it.
Amazon Prime, content. NFL games.
Yeah, looking forward to. By the way, looking forward to finishing Killing Eve, which has the finest actress playing a killer that I have ever seen. She is such a perfect psychopath. It's delightful.
Is it Chrissy Metz?
Really it's not Chrissy Metz, Rob. God, it's always Chrissy Metz with you.
No,
what were you going to say? You were going to say.
I was going to say the best water cooler talk you can get now. If that's really what they're basing it on, which is stupid.
What was his name again? Craig.
Craig.
What's his last name?
Craig something.
Ehrlich.
Please find it.
If Craig Ehrlich wants water cooler talk, is there any greater thing on social media or real conversation than saying, "Hey, I don't want any spoilers"? if you get something out there that's mind-blowing that you have to want to tell people, that people say, no, don't tell me, that's the excitement. That's the urgency that's going to drive you to the program.
And can I give a fair warning to everybody that has cable out there?
Yes.
And I'm sure they do it for other... I have Xfinity, right? So other services probably offer you this. The FX network has FX Plus that allows you to... forego any commercials, right? So if you're lazy and you don't want to, or you don't want to pay for the DVR, you can get a copy of the show without commercials. I thought I was getting the opportunity to unlock a full season ahead of time by paying an extra $5.99. Right? I was like, wow, this is really proactive, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I watched McMafia for that $4.99 a month. I was able to binge that, right? Russian Mobsters, Laundering Money, just fascinating. And then The Trust came out with the Getty story, right? The Getty kidnappings or kidnapping. And I was like, wow, I'm going to be able to binge Trust. That's now on FX. And no, I still have to wait till it airs on television. I still have to wait till 24 hours after the fact because the West Coast has to get its hit. I'm like, why am I paying $4.99 if I'm not binging anything?
And meanwhile, FX is going,
give me my money back.
What we want. A lot of people are tracking with this conversation right now. Give us what we want. I want to see my cousin, Aunt Lydia. Rob played the clip. I'm going to fight it. I'm not going to watch it.
Mercy indeed.
I'll watch it this weekend. The Handmaid's Tale. Hulu. Craig Ehrlich. Put you in a water cooler. We'll take a break. Come back with the... Hey, it's Oscar's Take.
Yay, Oscar's Take.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me. It's Tony P.
Yes, it's Gary S.
And on this week's episode of the show, songs that could be by the Beatles, we'll see. And Gary has his septic tank sucked out.
I've listened to that podcast.
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Still on. Still on the More Network, the Tony Perkins Show. Not going anywhere. He doesn't just get his fix with Donnie on the radio now. He is on. On, baby. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Spring is here. Warm weather. Get ready for the annual thawing of your funny bone. Thanks to the TMOS Bonus Show. Every week you can depend on an extra hour of TMOS fun. It's uncensored without commercial interrupt. And prepare for the humidity with our stupidity. Let us enter the garden of your mind and plant our comedy seeds in your fertile laugh soil.
Boom.
And watch them grow. Perfect for springtime fun, whether it's t-ball, a game of freeze tag with your friends, or pruning your bush. The TMOS Bonus Show is always a welcome companion. Remember, the future of our show depends on a TMOS Bonus Show, now with 35% more bonus. That's right. Good for your teeth.
Yes.
A full day's supply of vitamin C as well. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you will be helping TMOS. Let's make the TMOS Bonus Show spread like herpes on a class trip to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, it happens.
So please quit sucking, and we thank you. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and a comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or if you're really thinking, the majority of citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Mm-hmm. Oscar, you always have to worry about people texting and driving now. No matter what time of day it is, someone driving near you is probably doing it. But a new study just figured out when it's at its peak each day. A hands-free texting app called Drive Mode looked at the timestamps, you'll like this, of about 7 million texts that were sent last year. And people were most likely to text and drive during evening rush hour. On average, we send around 7 texts between 5 and 6 p.m. and about 6 text messages an hour during our morning. So it just edged it out. That might not sound like a huge difference, but it means there's about 15% more texting and driving going on during your trip home than your drive to work. I welcome your take on this, Oscar Santana.
Big data, fellas.
Huge.
People want to run away from it, but it can give you an insight into your world, right? I would say that this is... It's interesting, but not shocking. I love the fact that you brought these numbers to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Thank you, Rob. how many times on your commute home, Mike, from, let's say, the afternoon show, when you're doing afternoons, right?
Yes.
Let's time shift this for you.
Okay.
Where most people are going home around 5. It's like, can you do this? Can you pick up this? Kids are texting you. Where are you? You're running late. Can you? Right. We'll do this. Make sure the kids are doing their homework. Let Robert play Overwatch for 3 hours. We can do whatever we want, right?
Right.
We communicate everything to...
Why I oughta.
to
rude
people
and rude.
When we're going home. Now, what I thought was shocking is that you think about texts and people driving, right? I as soon as he started talking about this, I was like, man, I wonder if people are sexting during this time. That would be a deeper dive. To see if that is that window between like 9 and 10?
That's like, why it's his take.
Yeah.
Do you sext like on late hours, or is it like naughty, naughty 3 p.m.? Let's hang out after work, right?
Hey, is that the gear shift on your car?
Hey. That's some data that I think we'd all like to see.
Mm. Well, we'll include it in the next Oscar's
take.
Thank
you. Oscar's
take. Thank you. Oscar, here's how awful it is to move. The vast majority of us would rather keep on living in places we hate just to avoid having to pack a bunch of boxes and carry a couch. According to a new survey, 67% of people say they would definitely or probably move if it wasn't such a hassle. And 66% say they legitimately don't like where they live right now. Hi, it's Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
The survey also found the top four things that actually will get us to move, and they are a cheaper place, a job, terrible neighbor, or we need a better place for our pet. One more thing from the survey, 39% of people have lied to a friend to get out of helping them move. I thought with your living situation, this might be appropriate for us.
Have moved more than everyone here, especially from city to city, just because I had to cut my teeth around the country, right?
Yeah, because he's being chased by creditors.
And I would say that if you haven't had to move for your job multiple times, I could see this being a completely credible story, because helping someone move is the worst. Moving someone is the worst. I think that most people live by the law. If I help you move, you're going to help me move, right?
Yeah. All I want to say to you is that I appreciate you and Jose taking some of that furniture.
Oh, no worries. Mm-hmm. You should know that ended up at Goodwill.
That beautiful table?
Yes.
That's such a solid for us. That's like you did the work.
We did the work for you. What we didn't realize is...
Were there designs of keeping it at any point?
Yes, but the chairs were broken. Someone had broken it.
Oh.
What do you mean the chairs were broken?
There were three chairs that were broken, and it looked like it might have been...
Beyond repair?
A weight issue.
Oh. That's sad, right?
There had to
true
be
story.
One chair that was broken.
True story.
There had to be
splintered.
Three chairs broken.
Weak.
Really?
Like the type of splinter, you're like, wood glue's not going to fix this.
Well, no, it would be a screw type deal.
I thought they were just loose. You're listening to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, 86% of kids have no idea what a pager is, according to a new survey. It also found that 67% of kids didn't know what a floppy disk was. And 40% of today's crazy kids couldn't recognize a cassette tape. That's the modern world.
I'll go further, Mike. Kids don't know what a regular old school iPod is. If you can't make a call on it, they shun you. This is the worst.
Handmaid's Tale.
This is the worst generation ever. Like, you talk about the greatest generation, Tom Brokaw's generation. By the way, alleged. I saw the
this
section.
This held 2,000 songs, dear.
Thank you, Aunt Lydia.
I think Tom Brokaw's generation is the greatest generation. Our generation right now has a lot to make up. I showed an iPod to my effing nephew and niece, and they're like,
We didn't even mention Tom Brokaw today. Thank you for doing that, because we have to do that, because the story broke yesterday. Well, actually, this morning.
This morning.
It's all over the news. Tom Brokaw, also an alleged horn doggy. What the hell was going on at NB Horny? Which is, instead of NBC, it's NBC Horny.
He denies allegations.
I know.
He was pretty specific, too.
Soft spot for him.
But here's the thing. This is what matters when you watch these stories. I said, oh, God. And you have that shred of doubt, and then you look at the Tom Brokaw, and of course, there's another one.
Yep.
There, it's always the other woman that comes forward. We'll wait and see, but that just sucks. And Matt Lauer, shut the F up.
Yeah, okay? Pipe down, buddy.
It's too soon, dude. If it may not ever be the time for you to start flapping your gums.
Unless he does like a morning radio show with Charlie Rose, which is the way I see that thing developing. Charlie Rose isn't going to get his TV show, but he might be part of the Q crew.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Fellas, I think at the end of the day, these kids that have everything right now and are so special, and I use air quotes, they need to live in a world where you had to work for the information. There you had to actually find it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kids these days.
Take it away.
I hate them. Yeah. Digging holes.
Listen to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, a newspaper delivery guy in Anchorage, Alaska. You're going to love this. This is your work ethic, pal. He was attacked by three guys around 3:30 in the morning on Tuesday. This is a newspaper delivery dude. At least one of them had a knife and stabbed him several times in his upper and lower body, and he was bleeding pretty heavily. But instead of calling 911 or going to the hospital, he just continued on his route and kept delivering papers. The cops didn't find out about it until 3 hours later when several customers called 911. They got worried when they found bloody newspapers on their doorstep and saw a trail of blood in the hallway of their apartment building.
Oh, God.
Not clear why the delivery guy didn't call 911 earlier. He was treated at a hospital, and luckily his injuries were not life-threatening. Police are still trying to find the guy who did it. I welcome your take on this particular
Mike, story. I think the only plausible explanation for this is not just work ethic, but there had to have been a TMOS factor. And by that, I mean a bet. This gentleman had probably had a bet with his coworkers that he had to do something horrible or pay some sort of demand, some dollars that he could not afford. He said, F this.
Yeah.
This was in the bylaws, even though one of my coworkers tried to ruin them, that even if there's an emergency, I still got to deliver.
It might be your most whacked out take in a month. Thank you very much. And finally, you're listening to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
And finally, Oscar, there is a 57-year-old woman. Her name is Brenda Allen, and she lives, of course, in Tavares, Florida, on Monday night.
Where is that in proximity to you?
Don't know. Don't care. Every time you ask that question. Don't know, Rob. Couldn't tell you. On Monday night, she and her husband were hanging out at home, naked, and they were getting drunk. Well, they got into an argument, and then Brenda escalated things by, turn the radio down if you got small ones or anything. She escalated things by trying to yank out her husband's catheter.
Oh my god.
Happy Friday, everybody. His doctor must have done a great job installing it, though, because she couldn't pull it out, so she chased him out of the house instead. He called 911 and the cops came and arrested Brenda. The Florida cops arrested Florida Brenda for attacking her Florida husband and trying to pull out his Florida catheter, and she was arrested for battery in the great Sunshine State, Oscar Santana.
Guys, I know that I've alleged that it's the sun. It's too much sun in Florida. but I'll say this, that a woman scorned, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. And I know that people think the Latinas are a passionate people. I think that they think that maybe women of different cultures outside of El Diablo Blanco have
white devil.
They have some sort of rage in them that they can't control because of the tropical nature or as you would say, mysterious factor.
Yes.
Right.
The X factor.
The X factor. I think that if you all, I think that gets thrown out the window. If you are sitting naked with a man with a catheter in your home and you don't find that revolting, man or woman, there are issues to begin with. Yeah. There is some meth involved or something else.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good one. That's a good take. I like that Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Oscar. Always a pleasure. We will take a break. When we come back, I didn't think of that part.
Yeah. You know
this is kind of gross. He's naked and he's got like a thing coming out.
Give him a towel or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to pull it out. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. The Audio Vault, last one of the week. Always a good one with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. You get home, I'll be
the bigger man. Hey, there he is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
He's
That's
crazy.
Right, and we Todd are Moore. Here He's to crazy. Help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and very it's simple. Absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
There they are. That's Todd and Oscar. They're both a little crazy.
What if we were?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you know,
perhaps he doth protest too much.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some things never change. For example, if you need to shop, Amazon's still the best. We want you to do it the right way. All you have to do is click Amazon. The link is at the top of the TMOS site. Super easy. That guarantees we get credit. The reason we mention it to you every day is because we need you to start doing a better job of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the weekend. You're going to be doing it this weekend. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, top of the homepage. Please, please, please type, what is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
This is so crazy. Oscar and I both have this in our home, and yes. Here's why. If you have enough yard that you need to mow it, but a power mower is too big.
Too much.
And a weed eater is too small. Black & Decker has made a powerful weed eater that actually sits in a wheeled base so you can push it.
Like a transformer.
Yeah, like a lawnmower and still do the trimming. It is called
It's a miracle!
The Trimmer Edger Mower from Black & Decker. Don't you love it?
I can't believe we both have this.
It's so great.
Mine arrived last week.
Oh, I got mine last year. Yeah.
I have that soul patch of lawn in my backyard. This is just enough for it.
Yeah, it's perfect because it uses a weed eater to cut your grass, but it keeps it level because it's on a wheeled base.
Smart.
It's awesome.
Amazon really does have everything to find the trimmer, cool. Weeder, catheter, and more. You can go to the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Get clicking, you Amazon.
You know how hard it is to find something that can mow just a thimble of lawn?
Yeah.
Oh, I do. I wonder about that every single day. Let's open up the audio vault for Friday, April 27th, 2018. Rob Spiewak, take it
away. Oscar's backyard used to be, if you put a power mower back there, started it, then you could just cut it off. You didn't have to actually push it. It was actually just 18 by 18.
This is so light, too.
Oh,
I
it's
love
fantastic.
It.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield.
With number the one. First pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
That not sound like a stud?
Oh, yeah.
Baker Mayfield.
And remember, the Browns was Elvis's favorite NFL team. He used to draw plays and mail them to them. Jimmy Kimmel, I know, it's weird. Nixon did the same thing. Weird people. Jimmy Kimmel actually had Baker on last night, and, you know, it was just a great moment because he seems like a good kid.
Are you excited about moving to Cleveland, speaking of things kids dream of?
I'm excited to get things rolling.
You know what? People make fun of Cleveland, but it is an underrated city. You're going to have fun there. And will you guarantee at least one victory this season? I know it's early, but will you guarantee?
I'm not guaranteeing anything. It's just it's going to be good, and I'm excited to get it rolling. You know what I mean?
One of the coolest things is that after he was picked, he got a text from Brett Favre. And he said he felt like 10 feet tall. Thought
that's
it was a pretty
very
cool story.
Cool.
Very, very
Mike,
cool.
Mike, there are certain songs that when I hear them, I think of one particular person. For you, it will always be this. I always think of you with Smoke on the Water for some reason. I know it's a favorite of yours.
One of my faves, absolutely.
And a lot of people don't know this. It's a story song. It actually tells a story, but it's so often you just listen to the great guitar, you don't hear the story. Do you know the story behind it?
I do not, believe it or not.
Oh, my God, you're going to love this. Okay. These are members of Deep Purple breaking down actually why they wrote it. It involves, and when you hear it, the lyrics will make sense. They went to see a Frank Zappa concert.
Smoke on the Water. That was just a riff I made up on the spur of the moment in Switzerland.
The casino at Montreux was a regular gig on the circuit.
There was the casino. We parked everything outside and decided not to put the equipment in because Frank Zappa had a concert.
Doing a matinee concert at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And by the way, would you like to come?
Great Zappa concert. Gillan, I think, remembers seeing someone shoot a flare gun into the ceiling.
So these two, like Roman candles, flare across, and they lodged into the trunking.
Frank put the guitar down. So nobody panicked, we've got a fire here.
All of a sudden, smoke started appearing, and within minutes, the thing was an inferno.
So they were at a concert on the water in Switzerland, and the smoke on the water is the burning that was caused by the flare gun at a Frank Zappa concert.
Man, oh,
we all went down to Montreux on the Lake Geneva shoreline. That's where they were headed.
You cannot underestimate those hallucinogenic drugs. You really can't, man. Thinking that you can create a song out of the ether. It's fantastic.
Why are you not commenting on the fact that someone said, are you going to the Zappa concert? Yeah, I'm bringing my flare gun. Okay. Now, how does that get even better? God bless YouTube. Do you know that on YouTube they actually have tape of that concert where Frank Zappa announces the fire?
Okay.
So here that is.
crown in person.
You'll just calmly
go towards the exit, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Go towards the exit, calmly.
So was that's it the, an outdoor concert? No, it was inside Montreux Casino on Lake Geneva.
On the lake.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that's Smoke on the Water. And I knew the story, but I never knew that there was audio. So that's very, very cool. All right, Mike, here's a new feature. Choose your news. Do you want to hear President Donald Trump talking about Melania's birthday? Or do you want to hear President Donald Trump on Take Your Kids to Work Day?
I did not hear Take Your Kids to Work Day. I've heard the Melania thing. It's on Fox and Friends. I'd rather hear Take Your Kids to Work Day.
Oh, then we shall go with that. A lot of White House staffers brought their kids into work.
Not to the junkies. I was watching. They do a replay of their show in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Why do they make them wait to release
on
it?
On NBC Sports.
I'm kidding.
It's a replay. and I saw all their kids in studio just walking around while they were doing their NFL draft. Their mock draft.
Grown. I follow EB's. God, how old is Bickle's kid now?
Well, his son, I think, is about to graduate from high school.
Oh, my
God.
And
his daughter has to be like almost a freshman, maybe seventh, eighth grade, right?
Wow. And here's the real strange thing. And both Auville kids are in their 50s, which is stunning.
But to see the kids like hanging out with their feet up and like, and just on their phones, like hanging. It was fun.
That's
it was
crazy.
Nice.
That's
Did Lurch have his kids there?
No Lurch kids.
Okay,
no Papa kids.
I didn't know. Does he have kids?
Inconvenient.
He does.
Inconvenient.
It's
to
a
bring
long
the children
trip for
in.
Him.
Yeah, it is.
It's been a long time. I've been out of touch with those guys for a while. You got to check it out.
Why would you want to spend time in the car with your kids? Here's Donald Trump in the Oval Office.
Should we take your children into the Oval Office?
Yes! Yeah!
Can we leave your parents out here?
Yes!
Yeah! Do you want your parents in the Oval Office or out?
Out.
That's
fine.
We'll go to the Oval Office.
What I love about this, he's found his core audience. This is, he can relate to them. That he can do.
Hold on, this might be a bulletin. He's great with kids.
These are the biggest small kids.
Do you want to come in with that? Let's leave them out. We're going to go in and play. Who wants to come in and play?
That could also be like a Michael Jackson play. Do you want your parents to stay out here? Yes. Come into the Oval Office just with me. Oh, God,
we're
running late.
Why don't I picture Melania like over there? Make sure they don't soil the carpet.
Don't touch the vase.
You never play with Baron like this.
All right, we're running late. We got to finish. Mike, you're going to love this. You like these kind of people, but I'd never heard. Have you heard of Will Millard?
Will Millard?
He's a survivalist.
Oh, okay.
And he recently did a stretch with a tribe in New Guinea, and between broken English, between back and forth, they said that you can clean your ears. You can get the earwax out of your ears by putting a live grub in your ear.
Oh.
And so here's survivalist Will Millard cleaning his ear in New Guinea.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Oh. Oh my God. It's working. It's working.
So he's a bright guy.
I can hear it eating.
Ah.
It's coming back out. It's coming out. Look at all that. It's full of earwax.
So he actually could hear it eating the earwax, and then the grub left on its own accord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's wonderful. And he's a master storyteller because he used so many words.
Yes, well, he's very bright.
Oh. He went to the Magic Johnson School of Broadcasting.
Oh, my
God. Oh, there's this earwax. Send it on its way now.
Well, you just got to put yourself outside the box and think, if you're smart enough to put a grub in your ear, are you really going to be a dazzling linguist?
That's right. But that's when the big meteor comes. I'll be living underground.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak. And I'm waiting to see what
I'd actually want to try that.
Okay, I'll watch.
A grub.
I'll bring a grub.
Yo, Grub Hub.
And if you grub up, we'll deliver it to you.
The earwax?
Yeah, and the grub. It's a full kit. It's like one of those meal delivery services.
They should make a spoof Grubhub ad.
There you go.
That only took 10 minutes to do that. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out every town for gun safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Grubb Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye. Hi, everybody.
Have you seen my catheter?
Ciao, ciao.
Ew. Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.